At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Appears to be evidence of water falling from the sky. I don't know if I felt a drop on my way out and my way here.
I heard the downpour wake me up for a second at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It was coming down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good.
I think I did say... Oh, that's maybe my wife will know if she was awake at the same time. I'm pretty sure I rolled over, heard the downpour, looked out the window and saw it, said we needed this rain.
And fell back asleep.
And then fell back asleep. I am 90% sure that that happened.
Yeah. It's just...
sleep talking maybe even.
It's just a synapse. It's like a dog barking at a sound.
Yes, you just, exactly.
You don't even know what happened.
We needed this rain. Yeah. Yep.
Well, high of 81 today and rain today. Yeah, lots of rain. And then nice for the next 3 days. We got some rain mixed in. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. Stayed up late and watched Hard Knocks last night. I was about 20 minutes behind everybody.
Right, you can do that now because they just upload it to the app the second 9 o'clock hits.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I started that thing about 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
You know, text my wife. We're trying to get the kids to bed. Like, should I wait for you? Should I go? I have to watch this before work tomorrow. It was actually an assignment, you know? It's kind of like football season. Like, I actually do have to see this. I feel like I shouldn't have missed anything by the time I'm in tomorrow morning.
So. How'd you feel about that after it was over? Feel like you had to see it?
No.
Same.
No. Like, I didn't feel that at all.
They're really... I mean, so the McDermott... skin cancer stuff was good. I don't know if everybody knows his story about that. I've heard him on Good Morning America tell that story before, and I'm reminded of it every year when he goes to camp and he's always wearing the long sleeve sun protection bucket hat. But I don't know how many people knew that. So that part I thought was good to have in there and interesting. But otherwise,
The Hamlin callback was powerful, but that's always going to be powerful.
But the meat of like. What was the meat of the show?
KJ Hamler got a new scooter.
Right. KJ Hamler got a new scooter. Some Joe Andreessen.
Buffalo Joe.
But if you were hoping for juicy behind the scenes looks at how the James Cook saga is, you know, making things awkward, or how, you know, what McDermott and Bean think about it in a real moment. Mm. I think it's clear after that episode that you're not getting anything from this show that you wouldn't get from Embedded. That's how I feel after last night's episode.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Because in past iterations of Hard Knocks, you're getting some honest conversation, you know, in those meetings. And I don't think you're getting that from this show.
No, not yet.
And maybe that's the Bills not wanting it. Maybe that's Hard Knocks being different than it used to be. Maybe that's changes from, I don't know, was the league, did teams not want to get embarrassed the same way that they felt the Giants got embarrassed last year? Because everyone says that, but even though it was overstated, like maybe they believe it. Maybe that got put into action.
Could be. Or are the Bills just kind of hard to embarrass?
That too.
They're pretty buttoned up operation, right?
They know. But no one had a conversation. No one, there was no McDermott and Babich, or McDermott and Brady, or Bean and Brady, or Kelly Skipper, the running back coach, and McDermott. There was no private moment conversation between two or three of those individuals about what's going on with Cook.
Yeah, not in front of those cameras.
Or in front of those cameras, right. And they said, you're not putting that in there.
Or no phone.
Or they're saying, maybe they don't want to rock the boat because right. They're not what they, maybe they're not what they used to be. Because before, I feel like 15 years ago, that whole episode would have been everybody's thoughts in a private moment about what this James Cook thing is.
Yeah, I mean, I had skipped Hard Knocks for a lot of years. I remember watching the Revis holdout. And that was a good look inside of how it happens and the GM and the coach. When am I going to get my guy? We need him. We need him.
Yep.
Instead, it's, you know, hey, we love him. Bean compared him to a son. You know, or at least said players, when you draft these players, you know, it's like a son. You get to know them, their families. You know, trying to put out there the idea that the Bills are that family feel and you care about these guys. And Bobby Babich said that to us, too, when we were talking to him at training camp. Asked about, who was it? Asked about a player coming back. Trey White. Might have been Trey White. Yeah. And he said, it's more than just the football player. It's, I get him back, and I get all my guys back, and my family's back. Like, you know, you get these players back, that's like going to the family reunion. I'm using those words maybe more than he did, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? The Bills are tight knit like that.
The Bucks one. I think the Bucks one, which was probably like 5-6 years ago, was the last one that I watched. And I remember the GM Jason Licht in one of those episodes was who was the running back? I think he's still in the league. Jeremy McNichols was like,
wow, that's a pull.
Yeah, like, well, the only reason I remember the name is because I remember the GM. Like, I think he had made the roster. They were going to tell him. But like, it was a tough decision because there was like, I don't know, work ethic stuff or something like that. He was draft pick and he was nowhere to be found on like cut day. And the GM did something like I'm like on camera, is like, I am done with this guy. Like some moment like that where he kind of just was frustrated. Like, I'm cut him. I'm done with him. Like, you got that. And I feel like in this season, you wouldn't get that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the most you've got is Buffalo Joe being saying, come on, buddy, catch that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's really what you've got. Or the linebackers coach yelling at him to be in a different spot. Like, you know, put yourself in position.
Also, is a maybe an impact of, like, when you have a good team, right? And, I don't know, just not the most thrilling episode, I would say, yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, what else did you get? You got Ray Davis kicking, which was maybe the best part of it.
Yep, that was good.
But it's a hype video, and it does get me hyped up. You had Bills fans more in this one talking about how much it would mean to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that always gets me, too.
Yep.
And this could be the year, of course. Like, people like to say, like, every year could be the year. But that's not really true. The last 3-4 really feel like it really could be. It really could happen this year. And I'd imagine next year it feels like that too, and maybe for 2-3 more we have that. 5 more, 6 more, depending on, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here and say like how well Josh Allen ages, but I expect that to be pretty good. So, you know, yeah, it was Hard Knocks. It was what it was. The biggest development yesterday was, of course, James Cook did return to practice.
Yes.
He did not speak with the media. The PR team told the media not today, so maybe Cook today, maybe Cook tomorrow. But back in practice for him, I won $10 from you guys. I was excited about that. If you missed the end of the show.
He did.
There was a $5 bet on whether or not McDermott saying, I expect that he will return to practice, meant that, in fact, he would return to practice. And because he wouldn't go all the way on it. He said, we'll find out in a few minutes. And then he's moving in the direction of practicing.
Then he did practice.
Turns out he completed that move to the practicing. They showed some Cook highlights, which I felt was nice to see, because
yeah.
I do feel like this entire conversation has turned into a, yeah, you know, anybody could do that. And that is just not true, what he does, that anybody could do it. Could they draft another player? Could they scout another player? Could they seek someone in free agency that could fit perfectly? The answer is yes, they could. But on this roster, they do not have a player that does what he does. Ray Davis does not run the same way as Cook. They're showing Davis highlights, and we saw some nice Ray Davis plays. Mm-hmm. You know, he got out in open field against the Dolphins and took it the distance, but that was maybe a coverage bust. Cook, on some of those highlights, there's a run against the Patriots when they're in the candy cane uniforms.
Yes.
He breaks a tackle and gets how many yards over expected on that play? Like 40?
Mm-hmm.
He is a difference maker. And maybe, maybe, you can say what you will about the contract and the longer-term stuff, but we, or some of us, or all of us, or maybe you're not guilty of this out there, have fallen in the trap of trying to win contracts instead of trying to win games. Short-term. Florio, when we read Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk yesterday, he said it in a very, very dramatic way, which we rolled our eyes at. The Bills have to decide if they're going to win a Super Bowl or win at placating the collusion of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a little aggressive. But every single piece might be needed to win it. They are a play away, two plays away from finishing the Chiefs off and making a Super Bowl, and that's happened multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're treating a guy that gives them as many plays as anyone, not named Josh Allen, as if, like, whatever. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they went to a season without him, they would be, you want to say, 1.3% worse? Maybe that's high.
Yeah.
0.9% worse? This team needs the 0.9. How much, what percentage better is Landon Jackson going to make them? And we feel like that's a really important draft pick. You know, you need more defensive ends. Deion Walker, what percentage is that going to make them better? Maxwell Hairston, 1%?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm getting at is, like, we've been living on the very tiniest bits that they need to finish off, and we're talking about this one in this moment where they are, again, co-favorites. Like, meh. And last night seeing those highlights reminded me that he matters. He's important. And, of course, in the biggest game of the year, he was great.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm glad he's practicing.
So, he does. But that's, everyone thinks he's here this year, right? Like, nobody thinks he's not playing football for them this season, almost in any,
yes,
any circumstance. So, like, I don't doubt at all that he helps them and that he is a very good player. But by that logic, shouldn't I just go pay Jonathan Taylor in a year?
Well, that's,
should I go pay him $18 million? If it's all about that extra 0.5%, 0.6%, I mean, that running back is more complete.
That's right.
Well, and gives me all those big plays the same way Cook does.
That is a different conversation, though, because that's what that's when you have a full year. I mean, you'd have multiple years to plan this.
Because that's what I think they would be doing right now is that's what I would want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is if I'm Brandon Bean, getting is you know, as easily as I can get him on the field, playing on his contract, the final year of his contract, I'm going to do that, and I'm already planning what my next running back is going to look like, assuming he's not here. If James Cook isn't here in a year, I wouldn't want to go into a season with Ray Davis being my starting running back. I would need something else.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
I'd be looking at,
for sure,
I'd be having, you know, scouts tell me about this year's class, then the next class of running backs. Like, hey, if that's a third round pick at running back, can I believe that guy can play right away in a committee? Even what's the free agent class look like next year? What might my trade options be next year if there's a guy coming up for a contract and the team is in the transition? Like, I think that part to me is Cook is gonna play this year. He's gonna play this year, and then next year I don't think it should be that it shouldn't be impossible to think they could do as good as Cook it at running back next year, or if not that, like 70 or 80% of the way to what he is as a player. I mean, I would be completely fine if they wanted to do that. I don't think there's anything they could really do that would risk taking him off the field this year.
That's a part of this. Why has Bean been, we love him, we love him, we love him? It might be because as he plays this little game, he knows he's not a caller that's going to call in and say, get him out of here, I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
I can just roll out Ray Davis. Instead, he's saying, all right, maybe we'll plan next year, we'll figure something out, but I need him now. So even though it's business, even though we're fighting, I'm going to make him know I care about him. I love him. Mm-hmm. Love Jimbo. Love him, love him. He's got to be – he's got to play nice instead of playing hardball because he thinks I am going to need him. Because they've played pretty nice with this.
They have. Right. It really hasn't been that
you haven't
tumultuous.
Heard any, you haven't heard any call-outs about how he's not – you don't even – I mean, his teammates are saying it. You don't get McDermott saying, like, got to be out here. Unacceptable. Not okay. Mm-hmm. You're on the team. Instead, it's, you know, we'd love to have him. We need him. Had a good conversation. I understand. There's a lot of understanding from the Bills side. And I think that's the right way to approach it, right? Mm-hmm. You're not trying to burn the bridge yet. Maybe you know there's going to be a breakup coming, but you're definitely not going to signal that until you don't need his services anymore.
Or maybe, I mean, Bean has spoken to the idea of, hey, we would try again after the season. He actually said that with us, didn't he?
Yep.
We would try again after the season. Maybe they're thinking, you know, he thinks he's worth this, and he thinks he can get this in the open market. And go ahead, test that.
Yeah,
you can't do that yet, though, right? That's not till next offseason. But they could be thinking, all right, let's see it. Because Jordan Poyer, once upon a time, went around the league and tried to find a big contract, and what ended up happening? He circled back around to the Bills because that deal he thought might be out there wasn't out there. And if James Cook thinks there's a team out there that'll pay him 15, maybe next year it's 16, 17 million with the cap going up, and then he gets out to the open market and realizes, ooh, I'm only getting 12, 13 from these teams. Like, oh, that's pretty much the same as what the Bills are offering. Maybe in a year it's, I'll circle back around. And the Bills are going to stay firm at their number. And hey, if Cook doesn't want it, then maybe Kenneth Walker will want it $11 million from them. Or maybe Breece Hall will want $11 million from them.
Boy, I'd be – well, you'd have to ask me then. We'll see about that. Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker. I just don't want them to spend a second-round pick on it.
But they could think – they don't have to, though. They could think, hey, we're willing to spend $11 million on a running back.
That's right.
Cook doesn't want it. He wants 15. All right, well, let's try these other guys.
Yep.
That could be available.
803-0550 if you want to join us, in 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, come hang out. You know.
Would it be hilarious if he wasn't on the field today?
Yes.
It'd be weird.
It would be.
Are we done? Do we think we're done? Like, this is the end of it? Like, well, he's just going to practice now until the start of the season, and then he will play, and then this is it.
Let's put it on the bet board. What do you want to do?
Anything changes between now and
another
the start of the year.
Practice based on.
Well,
this.
I don't want to bet. I have no idea.
I know it would just be a shot in the dark because McDermott did say about all this that yes, he's moving in the direction of practicing, but then when asked about like is the hold-in over, was like I don't know about that. It's unpredictable.
Is the hold-in on pause? Was there something about this practice
that
he wanted to get in? I have no idea. It's an odd. All of it. Being at minicamp was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to get fined.
Right.
And he didn't get fined.
And then being at training camp, but not being at training camp.
It's funny.
I was going to sell this. Can any player just take a week off of practice, by the way?
If they want to.
So, like, nothing happens to Cook, right? He just skipped a week of practice, and he's good?
Yeah.
All right. So, if Deion's not the right guy. Let's say, who? Matt Milano just says, yeah, I'm fried. I'm going to take a week off. He can just do that?
Personal reasons.
He can just do that. So the player can decide if they want to practice or not. The team doesn't actually have any lever to pull.
That might be right.
Because Cook just took a week off of work. And
I'm doing that next week.
Yeah, right. Like, just imagine, again, though, he's there. It would be like if you showed up.
I'm going to go sit in the studio with Josh.
You're going to sit in the control room. You're going to sit in there the whole week.
I'm just,
there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Yeah. I'll talk with the team during breaks, meetings. Like, I'm just not going on, you know?
Uh-huh.
Not going to do it. I'm resting my voice.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's funny, as you lay that out about taking a week off, Bean describing the difference between holdouts back then and hold-ins now.
Yeah.
the tone of it was almost like, yeah, it's fine. Like, used to be guys away from the team. Now, oh, they're in meetings. They're here. They're this. Everybody's around. You know, you're not losing this time. He was selling us on the idea of, oh, Holden's, you know, it's fine. And while they haven't had this happen in 9 years, maybe they'll have more. Because James Cook, what did he do? He got a little bit of a week off, got some attention.
Well, what's the Holden designed to do? Is it to create a disturbance at all and, like, push the team towards giving you a better contract? Because if Bean's attitude is, ah, it's fine, then is Cook and his agent saying, like, well, this isn't working.
Is it going to work for anything else? You want to talk about collusion? Here's an opportunity for collusion in the NFL. If none of the guys that hold in, none of them actually get anything out of it, is that four NFL owners attempting to show every player in the league this doesn't do anything for you? If Hendrickson doesn't get a deal, if McLaurin doesn't get a deal, if Cam Hayward doesn't get money, is there another one? Who am I forgetting? There's definitely another one. McLaurin, Hendrickson, Hayward, Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Those are all like premier. These are high-level players.
I mean, of those deals, Cooks will be the smallest.
If all five of them get nowhere, won't the entire NFL complex say, well, guys, we know these don't work. These don't work. No one gets a deal out of these. And then next year at this time, when we're talking about whoever holding in, that person's agent would call the team, and the team would say, like, you see what happened last year, man? You're wasting your time. This doesn't work. I mean, we've seen collusion.
Trying to find, though, like, would there be past examples of it working in the NFL?
I mean, is Jamar Chase?
No, he didn't get a deal. He held in. Well, he held in last year, but he didn't get paid until after the season, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so he didn't.
Didn't work.
He played on that rookie contract last season. So it didn't work for him. Yeah, maybe it doesn't work. Juwan Jennings was another one, but he got hurt.
Yeah.
He was doing like a hold-in thing. Ben was looking for a new deal. Didn't get it yet. So, yeah, I can't really remember a time in the NFL where a guy held in like this and then it ended up resulting in a big... I'm sure it's happened, but I can't remember like a giant contract. Trent Williams has been a guy who has still done the holdout. And he got paid last year, I think. Like, he was not showing up. Like, I'm not coming. And he ended up getting it. So maybe players should start trying to hold out again. If they're really trying to get that big deal, you're putting money on the table and you're risking it. Because then you got to get the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you get the fine made up, basically. So of those five, like, would Cook feel like one of the more likeliest to sign to you? I don't think Hendrickson's signing.
It would be the easiest signing because it's not that much. It's not, relative to the others, it's not that much money.
Parsons, I just won't believe in the Cowboys. Bill Barnwell had a long piece yesterday at ESPN.com about how much money the Cowboys over the last 5 years have cost themselves by waiting the way they do on contracts.
Is it like $100 million?
He had like $108 million in cap space that they could have been using because they wait on these deals.
Yeah.
So they're not. I don't believe that they'll pay Parsons.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Sal at 7, Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast at 8. I forgot one more highlight of the Hard Knocks episode. If you have seen it or haven't seen it, it's not much of a spoiler, but KJ Hamler mic'd up on his touchdown catch.
Yeah.
Was pretty good.
That was okay. Yeah.
You know, mic'd up, whenever they do mic'd up, oh, somebody's mic'd up, all you really get is, all right, good guys, good. And they're like, wow, what a great look into what it sounds like on the field. Hamler, on his touchdown catch from Mike White, the Giants have a coverage bust, and 5 steps into his route, he says, oh, bleep, then 5 more. Oh, bleep, because he knows, I'm so open.
Yeah.
He's running like, oh, and then the ball comes to him, he catches that touchdown. So you felt good for him.
Yep.
803-0550. There's your Hard Knocks review, and you can give us whatever you want here. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Preseason with the Bears is up next. The Bears practice with the Bills on Friday. The game is on Sunday, and I think Josh Allen is not going to play. He says it doesn't matter to him. Which, case closed.
Yeah.
You're not playing. You don't even care? Not playing. End of discussion. Not playing. We also have Brandon Bean saying something on Bussin' with the Boys. flat out admitting.
I listened to them with both Allen and Bean yesterday. Yeah, there was some good stuff.
He said if he could add any one player to this team, they said, hey, don't tamper, just tell us something. Basically said Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have some thoughts to share with you.
And then Josh said that he has a picture of Patrick Mahomes in his room.
I did not.
That motivates
him.
Is
that right?
Then he said he was kidding.
Okay.
He was messing with everybody.
Gotcha.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He does not actually have a picture of Patrick Mahomes in his locker.
I did not.
I think his locker is what he said anyway.
Yeah, that's weird.
He said he was kidding.
All right, good. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
No rules. And you're not worried about roster, guys getting upset, nothing like that. It's like you look at the talent out there. You can pick one guy. You don't have to give him – we say his name, but we'll give him a different name so we're not tampering.
Yeah. maybe – he's a pass rusher for another team 3 hours away, and he got paid about $40 million this year.
Gotcha. 3 hours away.
3 hours.
I'm kind of not good with
that. Where did LeBron James play basketball?
Oh.
Brandon Bean on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast about you could add any one player to this team. He basically is saying there, Myles Garrett.
I'm glad he threw in the LeBron thing at the end because he could have also met T.J. Watt just from the first clue.
Did he get $40
million? Yeah, he did.
Okay.
So he could have meant either, and then he made it very clear. Oh, he's talking about Myles Garrett.
Garrett over T.J. Watt. Don't tell Andrew Filippone. He's going to be very upset about that.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett. He says Myles Garrett. Can I can I have a little license here? Can I have a little room
sure,
to stretch?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I have a little room to stretch my legs?
6:33. Go ahead. No one's awake anyway.
Listen, having Myles Garrett would be awesome. There's no doubt about that. He's amazing. He's a great player. He commands so much attention and gravity. He gets double teamed more than anybody. He beats double teams. He's an unbelievable player, and the Bills should, of course, want to have him on the team. However, I'd like to stretch my legs on this point.
His nickname is also Superman, by the way, on Pro Football Reference.
Very good.
As my hunt continues, there's like 16 players that have the nickname Superman.
Whenever the point is brought up about another premier position that's paid very well, yes, wide receiver, I get an endless deluge of who's the last really great receiver to win a Super Bowl. Ready? Let's play that game with defensive end. Let's play that game with the Patriots. 20 years. How many Super Bowls? Who's their best ever defensive end in that stretch? Who was it? Can you name three?
Michael Bennett for New England?
Yeah.
Although he might have been... No, he was on Seattle. That's not even right.
Who's the... Yeah. Who's the best... Where are the great defensive ends in winning Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Of course, I... Part of my point is here. I think that that argument is always weak at best about any position that's not quarterback. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks win. We know that. But it... Every once in a while, people will try to just apply it to, when's the last really great running back? Oh, now we got Barkley. Okay, scratch that off the list. Who's the really last really great linebacker, safety? But anytime we talk receiver, people will try to say that. Well, the Chiefs did it without any. I mean, they had Tyreek Hill for a couple of theirs. Oh, Brady didn't have any receivers. Well, he had a couple when he was in Tampa. Tight end, he had Gronk, of course. Mm-hmm. Mahomes had Kelsey.
Yep.
Sometimes this reverse, hey, did they have a great one of these guys? The Chiefs are amidst the dynasty. Who's the best defensive end? Frank Clark?
Yeah.
George Karloftis?
George Karloftis. I was actually just looking.
These are good players.
I was looking at the highest paid defensive ends in the league and like where, how far down the list you have to go to guys that have won the Super Bowl. And it's Karloftis. Karloftis, I believe, is the highest paid defensive end in the NFL that has won the Super Bowl. T.J. Watt, no. Miles Garrett, no. Danielle Hunter, no. Max Crosby, Nick Bosa, Josh Hynes-Allen, Brian Burns, Montez Sweat, Rashawn Gary, Van Ginkle. It's
I guess that means
go all the way down to Karloftis.
I guess that means that they are not worth it. Sorry,
I'm doing
the thing where I don't even agree with an argument, so I'm making the argument
right. That
is made to point about out how absurd that argument always has been. No, of course I don't actually believe that having Myles Garrett would prevent you from doing it. Same way that if he had said, you know, Justin Jefferson. What if he had said Ja'Marr Chase? He can't say Ja'Marr. He can't say it. He knows he can't say that.
No.
But it's just as good of a case for an unstoppable offensive weapon.
I mean, A.J. Brown just won the Super Bowl.
He did.
He's the fifth highest paid receiver in the NFL.
But it's not about, like, those two positions up against one another. It's just
here he
is saying he wanted, he'd love to have Garrett. Did he make a call? Did he try to start offers there for Cleveland? You are rebuilding. Let me give you some stuff.
Yeah.
Let me give you firsts and seconds. Let me give you what do you need? I'm here to give it to you.
You know what's interesting? How many positions could you really do this with? Could you do it with all of them except for quarterback? Like, hey, when's the last time a guy at an elite player at this position has won the Super Bowl?
You could pretty much do it.
Because running back is the position everyone always does it with, right? Right, like, and Barkley now has happened, that makes it different. But before Barkley, it's like 20 years of running backs. Just like what? LeGarrette Blount's won 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, no McCaffrey, no Derrick Henry. And if you could do it with edge rusher, I'm wondering if you could do it with almost any. Maybe like left tackle is one of these where you could do it. Tight end is definitely one where, I mean, you went from Gronk to Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, an elite tight end's won the Super Bowl almost every year. But other than that, I wonder if you could do this with almost anything.
Yeah, it's always been shady at best.
Yeah, that's right.
But does it represent just that he picks the best defensive player in football? Or is there a larger point here about, listen, the Bills have chased this position more than any other.
Mm-hmm.
Have they not?
Yes.
They went out and they got quarterback and they nailed it. End of story. Boom. Done. Check. Defensive end, they have chased a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A first-round pick, 2 second-round picks, a third-round pick, a Bosa signing, a Von Miller signing.
Trent Murphy
signing. Jerry Hughes.
Who was the
re-signing? I mean,
who was the Leonard the Panther? Floyd, they signed a Panther to like a
Mario
$10
Addison.
Mario Addison. Yeah.
Like they're constantly trying this position, and this is a year where they you know, they bolster it through free agency and the draft, and Landon Jackson in the draft and Bosa in free agency. I feel like we should kind of get to, and now that they have Maxwell Hairston and Christian Benford, they're going to be here for a while, and if Hairston is good, first-round pick next year, defensive end. First-round pick the next year, defensive end. Like they're just
make it the favorite every year.
Yeah, make it the favorite. They're going to chase that forever. And I'm not even saying that it's wrong to. It's a premier position, and taking one in the first round is a great bargain. Rousseau has been that. Rousseau has been a nice player that was cheap for a while. Now he's extended, and now they got a nice defensive end.
Well, there are arguments against it. for sure going that way. And Bean, like, he explains after that Garrett clip that, like, he talks about wanting to get Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow on the ground. Like, that is – and he said the same thing about Von Miller. When they asked him on that podcast yesterday about, you know, like, what's the one trade that you were close to that you lose sleep at night? And he referenced not being able to get Von at the deadline before they had signed him in free agency. So that's when he goes to the Rams, and the Rams win the Super Bowl. And he talked yesterday in that podcast about, you know, he does think about, like, the what if. Like, what if Von was
on the 13 seconds
on team? That team, like, would that have been the difference? Because he talks about getting Mahomes on the ground, getting Burrow on the ground. That is what he clearly, I don't even think this is disputable, he clearly views that as the missing piece.
Yeah.
The missing piece of this team. I bet he would say in an honest to God moment, why they haven't won yet is we haven't had that guy.
And then they did.
We haven't
and
had
then
they, that guy.
They did get him, and they got him for 8 games.
Right. And I think the argument against it is that, you know, other than really the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl, Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow, a little different, but especially Mahomes and Jackson, you can have the best pass rush in the world. If they are getting the ball out quick and they are buying time with their feet, like, they're able to escape that pressure. They're able to neutralize that pressure. The Eagles have had great defensive line. They had an amazing defensive line the year before last year.
Yep.
And guess what? Oh, the Chiefs' offensive line was a little better, and Mahomes was getting the ball out quicker. So what happened? They never got near him.
They didn't touch him.
And that team, like, set the sack record.
Yes.
They didn't come near him.
And they didn't get him once. Right?
So, like, there are – I'm not saying it's the worst plan in the world to be this invested in defensive end, but – there are arguments against being this obsessed with it. It also probably means that he made a very aggressive call about Myles Garrett this spring, didn't he?
The guy asked for a trade and said goodbye in a paper.
Like, don't you feel like if the Browns had been willing to play ball and actually trade him, that he might be a Buffalo Bill right now?
I'd love to have found out.
Like, it really feels like to me he would be a Bill right now. Is he getting outbid? He just said that there's no player in the league that he would rather have.
Right, right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It's always an interesting conversation. And again, like, it's always strawmanned about, like, what's Myles Garrett done? How many playoff games does he have? None? Again, of course.
One playoff win. Remember they beat the Steelers in the COVID year?
Oh,
they
that's
smoked
right.
them.
They smoked them, that's right.
But that's it in, what, a 10-year career?
Right.
8-year career?
Right. So.
Yeah, it's not much.
Excuse us for kind of like making a point about an argument that we don't necessarily agree with, but it's to lay out that the other argument that's made is often not worth agreeing with.
It also is, what, like, I wonder about, like, what happens in his mind with that position, because here's Parsons that is everything he could dream of for that position and that final piece to get Mahomes, Burrow, and Jackson on the ground. Here he is available. And he basically said it with us. Can't get him.
Can't
get him right now because of the time of year
cap.
And because of the cap. You don't have the ability to make that swing right now. And I wonder if this plays into a James Cook discussion or a Connor McGovern discussion or a David Edwards and Osiris Torrance. Like, all these guys that they're going to have to make a decision on whether or not to pay. Is there a little piece of Bean that's thinking, let me just wait because I want to know if I get a real go at this guy, I want to have everything I have to load up and go get him. And if I've paid $13 million over here for Cook per year, and I've paid $12 million for McGovern over here, well, there's $25 million right there that I can't offer Micah Parsons.
Right.
And I wonder if that's part of his mentality.
Well, if that were true, wouldn't you offer fewer middle-range contracts? The Bills don't. There's this.
But they've already done it.
I know. They've
right.
done a lot. They've done a lot. If you were constantly going to be obsessed with.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This position, I almost feel like, whatever, my advice to Bean, if it's even advice, would be, do you have to keep a $25 million space open? Just keep it open. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when a Garrett situation or a Parsons situation, by the way, neither of these guys moved, or Hendrickson didn't move, Crosby didn't move.
Yeah.
This is why you draft them, because these guys actually do not get traded.
Right.
The last guy to get traded was Khalil Mack.
That's, yeah, right. Like, that's part of the risk. That's part of the, well, like, not going and getting Josh Palmer and Joey Bosa, like, sure, that increases my opportunity to go get Micah Parsons, but I need Micah Parsons to actually get traded.
Right.
That's a risk. I'm missing out on players that, sure, like, it might not be the smartest business, but they should help me a little bit this year. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to pass on that for the maybe of this great, like, that's where I get that it would be tough to do.
Yep.
But I don't know. Some of these guys are so good that it might be worth it. It might be worth the risk.
803-0550 on the Bills. Relentless pursuit for the great pass rusher. We did see it for 8 games. Vaughn was doing the job. And then they played that game in Detroit, tore his knee up, and that dream kind of died there. 803-0550. 1-888-552-550. TJ, hang on. We'll get to your call on the other side. Sal at 7 to recap yesterday's Bills practice. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills, at 8 o'clock. Your calls along the way here on WGR. All right, Wednesday, August 13th. Get TJ in Toronto in quickly. Sal Capaccio joins us at 7, and TJ joins us. No, hey, TJ.
Hey, good morning. I'm talking about the Bills' receiving core. They don't have a fantastic burner alpha receiver.
Who? The Bills?
The puzzle. They are the missing link. A great receiver and a great pass rusher. You need those dynamic people to win the Super Bowl or get to the dance. They will not get to the dance. Every team, most teams are jumping up certain things. The Bills are doing nothing. Getting a pass receiver, number one pass receiver, number one pass rusher, and they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. They will not win it without those guys. Thank you.
I mean, they might.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, okay. Number one pass rusher, number one receiver. Those are difficult things to get, just like number one quarterback.
Yeah.
But the pursuit of them, of course, is what we talked about last segment, if you're just joining us. Brandon Bean telling the Bussin' with the Boys that if you could add any one player, it'd be basically Myles Garrett, without saying his name. I do wonder if he
really came as close as humanly possible.
I wonder if he gets a call from the league on that. Like that. Eh.
Yeah.
You know, like you said the guy.
Right.
He was one step short of saying Giles Merritt. Like, or
that
Smiles
really, I mean,
Schmerit.
It would have been the same, really, because everybody knows exactly who he was talking about.
Yes. A guy that got paid $40 million to play where LeBron plays. Like, okay. Are you allowed to just do that but not say names? And again, tampering, what are you going to do? He just signed a monster contract with Cleveland.
Is
it bad to acknowledge that he's a great player? I don't think so.
I will say I do remember something about his contract made it very tradable after the first year.
Oh, yeah?
So was it we're going to give you all the money in the world, give us a year. You want to win the Super Bowl, you want to be on a competitive team, give us a year, show that we're not as bad as you might think we are. It's still a thought. Still a thought in my mind, at least a little bit. Because I don't know. I think that was just Cleveland not playing ball, right? Wasn't that Cleveland just basically saying, like, there's no earthly way we are trading you at all? And Garrett finally caved?
Yeah.
Seems like that's pretty much what happened there.
He took out a full-page ad in the paper saying goodbye.
Right.
803-0550.
Yeah, next year, they could trade him with, like, the post-June 1 if they wanted to. There'd be penalties, of course, but they made it so that they could get out of it if Garrett is, you know, really problematic and maybe the season implodes again and they're picking number one. So we'll see.
There needs to be some preseason on tonight and tomorrow. No. We had Hard Knocks last night. There's no preseason until Friday.
I've never seen someone miss the preseason this much.
There are games. Why wouldn't I? Don't understand it. How
I mean, these teams got to practice, right?
That's right. That's right. They do. Can we start airing the joint practices? Stream those somewhere?
We could do that. You're going to get probably more of the top quarterbacks doing it that way, aren't you?
That's right.
Tomorrow. You got tomorrow.
Allen says
Friday.
Basically says he doesn't care if he doesn't play. And right. That should mean end of discussion.
Yeah. You get the Chiefs on Friday.
Against?
Seattle.
All right. Chiefs open in Brazil. Don't forget that.
Not Arrowhead Stadium?
No.
Upset of the century.
I believe it's a Chargers home game.
They're actually going to get a bunch of helicopters, lift Arrowhead Stadium off the ground, fly it to Brazil so that they could play in the same stadium.
Sal, when we return, an update from Bills practice. Some concern with injuries, but progress. Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop, Curtis Samuel. Progress for some of these guys. We'll get Sal's thoughts on that, on James Cook, who returned to practice, and all that coming up. So Sal with us next here on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.